In an interview putting him at odds with the Taoiseach, the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, has said he's opposed to Ireland supporting the EU-Mercosur trade deal. Now, earlier, the junior minister, Michael Healy-Ray, had described comments from Micheál Martin on the issue as not helpful. Speaking in China, the Taoiseach said that a lot of progress had been made and he couldn't rule out Ireland supporting Mercosur. The proposed deal between the EU and a number of South American countries has long been opposed by farming organisations. EU member countries are due to either accept or reject Mercosur on Friday. For more, let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, before we come to these comments from Martin Hayden, can you sketch in the background for us? Because this proposed deal, it's been a long time in the making.
That's right, Rachel. 25 years in all that they have been negotiating an EU-Mercosur trade agreement. Then just over a year ago, the outline of an agreement was reached in Latin America. And then there has been a long effort by the European Commission to try to bring member states on board. It simply breaks down more or less as countries who are exporting machinery, pharmaceuticals, cars and so on, who are very well disposed towards this huge trade agreement. It would be one of the biggest in world history, given the size of the combined markets, and of course farming organizations who fear the risk of a big increase in Latin American beef, poultry and other farm products entering the European Union. Now, before Christmas, it was anticipated that the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen would fly to Brazil on the 20th of December to sign this agreement. There was supposed to be a vote by member states at what's called a qualified majority vote. That's a weighted vote. It's not a unanimous vote. And that vote didn't happen because the Italian government suddenly said it had concerns. So it joined countries like France, Poland, Ireland, obviously, Austria, who have concerns about Mercosur. And things were put on pause. Now, the vote is going to go ahead this Friday. There have been what the Commission calls legally binding safeguards for farmers, so that if farming groups see that there's any disruption to the agriculture market, the beef market, then action can take place very quickly to suspend the free trade elements of Mercosur, put the tariffs on Brazilian beef back to where they were. But of course, there are concerns about the health and safety, about animal health and food safety vis-a-vis beef coming in and poultry products coming in from Mercosur countries. And that seems to be a real sticking point for the Irish government as well as France and others. Now, there was a promise yesterday by Ursula von der Leyen to Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister, that there would be a lot more money available under the cap for farmers, that there would be money front-loaded to essentially offset any risks that farmers might face. Critics of that say this is not new money, it's just been front-loaded. But it does seem to have won the Italian government over. The Irish government has tacitly accepted that Italy is no longer in the blocking minority camp, which means it's probably quite likely that the vote would carry on Friday. Now, speaking this morning, Martin Hayden said he was still opposed to Mercosur, given the concerns about animal health and food safety and the overall impact on farmers. That does put him somewhat at odds with the Taoiseach, who said that a lot of progress had been made with that offer from Ursula von der Leyen to the Italian government. So here's what Martin Hayden had to say earlier.
No one will be surprised to know that, you know, I view Mercosur negatively. It's my job as Minister for Agriculture to articulate the view and defend the rights and of our farmers, particularly our beef sector. We've articulated that, and I've articulated that over the last year in terms of the sensitivities in particular for our beef sector. So, you know, I acknowledge the letter that came from President von der Leyen yesterday in terms of potentially increased funding. We need to work through the detail of how that would work out. Is that just forward extra money? Does it mean extra money for our farmers? It does come from the national and regional plans, as opposed to increased ring fencing and the measures around safeguarding. But ultimately, from my perspective, no one would be surprised to know that I still view Mercosur negatively in terms of its impact on our farmers and on the challenges there are in that space. So I will engage again today with colleagues, like-minded countries who share those concerns, but also with colleagues across the Commission around those safeguards. If the Bloc minority is falling away and isn't going to exist come Friday, then we need to make sure that the maximum amount of safeguards are in place for farmers if Mercosur is going to come to pass.
Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden speaking a short time ago to Tony Connolly in Brussels.